Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning edition of the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on this morning that we're going to have the opportunity to speak to a very special guest. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us so we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask with this ministry continue to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you bless each person who's on the line, would you continue to increase their territories, and continue to bless us to magnify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And without further ado, we have a very special guest today. Our guest today is an apostle, and she has traveled many different places to speak. She was affirmed as a prophetess in September of 2013, and she's the founder of In His Anointing Global Ministries, and she's been the founder since 2011. God has blessed her to author many books. She has 5 books, and she's going to tell us about her books. And she believes that the vision of the church is about developing, training, and equipping saints for kingdom business, which is right on target. So I'm excited. I'm delighted to introduce to some and present to others Apostle Danielle Mitchell. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. God bless you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being on the line. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions, please?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so can you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, I am an entrepreneur. I'm an author of 5 books. I'm a prophetic dancer, apostle, and pastor. As an entrepreneur, I have a couple shirts. And like I said, I've got 5 books. And I've got a perfume line as well.
All right, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But when did you first know your calling as a prophet, and how did you accept your calling?
Well, I think this was many years ago. I was probably about 25 years old at the time. It first started then. I was having a lot of prophetic dreams. And at that time, about 21 years ago, no one was really teaching about dreams, the prophetic, or what visions meant. So I remember at the age of 25, God was just flooding me with dreams. And I thought, these dreams mean something. I don't understand them. So, you know, I literally just got into the Word of God, and I started reading about, you know, Joseph dreaming, the visions of Daniel, and I began to just start talking to other people who had this gift. And so I was, you know, just kind of was trying to get some understanding on it myself. And then I would say probably in my latter 20s is when I was actually hearing God's voice. And I was hearing him tell me certain things. And I remember one night, and I will never, ever forget this. I was laying in the bed, and it was about 3 a.m. in the morning. And I heard Danielle. Of course, you know, I opened my eyes. It was so loud, and it was clear. I opened my eyes, and I'm looking all around the room, and I said, I know I heard my name. And I'm looking down the hall. You know, I'm the only one in the house. I get back in bed, it's like, I heard someone call my name. And so I get back into bed, and I hear it again, Danielle. And I thought, Lord, is this you? And that's all I heard at that particular time. And so the next day I went to church, and I went to lunch with some ladies, and they were talking about God calling you by name. I said, wait a minute, that just happened to me. What does it mean? And they said, that's God trying to get you familiar with his voice. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wonderful. How awesome is God? And then, you know, after that, I was just, you know, I was hearing him more and more, and I was dreaming more and more, and I was watching the things that I would say in the spirit and the dreams that I had come to pass. And I just started, from then on, I just started writing down the prophetic words that he spoke and the dreams and the visions that he spoke, and I would date it and time it, and then I would go back to it and watch it come to pass.
Yes.
So it was in my mid to late 20s when I discovered that I had this gift.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, you're the founder of His Anointing Global Ministries. What is your vision
yes.
behind your ministries, and what purpose does it serve?
Well, I have a huge vision, but I'm going to start with the vision for right now, and then I'll tell you about the second vision. My vision right now is being able to train and equip the saints for ministry through the Word of God, through prophetic teaching, and just hearing God's voice, how to discern if it's God's voice and if it's not his voice. But the bigger picture of it is to help support single parents. I would like to at some point, and it's all written down, and it's in the process of being able to have a shelter for women who are abused. I want to be able to help the homeless, help single parents, and build our community. I believe it starts with our own community. I want to have programs to help the youth, you know, teach them the laptop, teach them how to be an author or how to start a business, how to get a 501c3, and how to maybe get grant money for certain things that you have a dream for. So it's my vision is just being able to help my community and not be stuck. I want them to know that there is another way. You don't have to necessarily always work for someone all your life, but you can build a ministry, you can build a business, you can do anything that you put your mind to if you just trust and believe God.
That's right. That's right. Okay, great. Now, you've been blessed to publish 5 books. Please tell us a little
yes.
bit about your vision behind a few of the books that you've published.
Okay, yes. My second book, I would probably say The Jezebel, Ahab, and Eunuch Spell. It's probably my favorite book because I give my own testimony in this book. And I put my heart in all my books, but in this book, excuse me, I give my testimony on what I went through with the Jezebel spirit. And in the book, I tell how, by a leader, how I was physically pushed because I went up higher. I was elevated in the anointing more than she was. So the vision is to make people aware of the different spirits, although a lot of people don't believe people can carry spirits. Excuse me. But this is the reason why I believe that some people act a certain way in our churches today is because they're not delivered. So my vision is to educate people, give them the wisdom, give them the knowledge, give them the tools on why certain people act the way that they do. I want people to be aware and identify these different spirits, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, and the eunuch spirit. And what should they do if they ever encounter any of these spirits? Another favorite is, I just published this one just about probably 3 weeks ago, embracing your prophetic gifts. So the vision behind this book is basically, I want people to realize it's not just always speaking what thus saith the Lord.
Right.
But right. There is such a thing as I said earlier, prophetic dreams, prophetic visions. There is a such thing as prophetic scribes, you know, writing,
mm-hmm.
dancing, spontaneous dancing, spontaneous singing, prophetic art, prophetic worship, being a seer, being a director. All of this has to do with the prophetic gifts of God, and there's just a broad of gifts in the prophetic that God has equipped people with, but not enough people, in my belief, are teaching or expounding different gifts. So my vision is to just basically teach them. And people who've read this book have said, this is who I am. I'm a prophetic scribe. I write. And I had no idea that it was, you know, that was a such thing as a prophetic scribe that I'm writing. And people use this gift as directing and doing film writing as well. And so it's to teach people. You know, and that's really what it's about, is teaching people about the gifts that they may have so that they can learn and grow from these gifts.
You're exactly right. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, you covered this next question, but I really want you to bring out this your theme in your books, because I know you have at least one underlying theme that's parallel to all the books you've written. What is that one underlying theme?
Well, let's go back to the Jezebel, Ahab, and eunuch spell. I basically trace this book, or the spirit itself, all the way back to the spirit of Nimrod. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people think it just starts with Jezebel. No, it goes way beyond Jezebel. It goes all the way back to Nimrod. And then it moves, you know, to the Jezebel spirit. And this is the spirit that we see a lot of times in our churches today and people today. And it's so funny because I'm teaching right now in the School of Prayer. But on yesterday, the topic was on the different spirits, the Jebusite spirit, the Jezebel spirit. And I was talking about the Jezebel spirit on yesterday and being aware of this particular spirit and how it could really, the Jezebel spirit likes to cut off the prophetic. It wants to
mm-hmm.
control. It wants to dominate. It wants to manipulate. And when you read the book of Kings, you will find out that Jezebel killed a lot of God's prophets. So if the Jezebel spirit can't kill you physically, it will try to kill you spiritually.
That's right.
And we need to know how to warfare in prayer
mm-hmm.
on how to crush the spirit, because it takes prayer and it takes fasting in order to deal with some of these spirits. And a lot of people don't know how to do it, and it's basically being able to identify the spirit and calling the spirit out by its name and going
to
your prayer chambers or your prayer closet regarding the spirit.
That's right. That's right. And you're exactly right, because as you were speaking, that's why we're walking in such a dark world, because there are individuals and there are spirits who are cutting off or trying to cut off the word of God, either by ignoring the word of God or not listening to those who prophesy or preach the word of God. So that's why we're still in darkness.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And you've got to bring things, and a lot of people don't like it, but it's the truth that sets us free. And,
right.
you know, a lot of times people don't want to hear truth. But if we don't have truth, we will never grow. If we don't have truth, we
right.
won't have wisdom. If we don't have truth, we will never have the understanding.
That's right.
And, you know, we've got to have that truth to expose the darkness.
That's right. Now, you said the vision of the church is about developing, training, and equipping saints for kingdom business. How should churches continue to develop, train, and equip the individuals who come into their churches?
Well, what you're gifted in, and if you're not gifted, and this is to all the leaders who are maybe training or equipping, or they are the shepherd of the church, whatever you're gifted in, that's what you should be doing. You should be training your congregation. For example, I teach a lot of different schools. I teach the school of prayer, school of deliverance, school of healing, school of the supernatural, school of prophetic. So let's take the school of prophetic, and which a lot of churches should embrace this. So if the leader or the pastor does not have a prophetic gift, then the prophet of the church should be teaching a class or a seminar or conferences on how to develop your gift, how to hear God's voice, how to hear that small, still voice, and have handouts, if you will, for them to go by and activate and impart their gift so that they can come up. And also, I believe, you know, every prophet in a church should be able to use their gift. But if there is no prophet in the gift, maybe they should hire people, have guest speakers in to teach in an area maybe that they're not familiar with. Maybe they're not familiar with deliverance. So maybe they should have someone to teach in this area. It's, again, I have to go back to being able to open up the eyes, being aware, and just teaching, you know, that proper training, that proper equipping of the saints. And that's what the body of Christ, we have a lot of people preaching, but we don't have a lot of people teaching. We don't have a lot of people training and equipping them. We don't have enough leaders making disciples. What we have is a lot of leaders who are making members, and people are just sitting in the church, and they're hearing the same sermon over and over and over again. And we've got to get back to training people in ministry, once again, training them in business. Whatever your area of specialties is, that's what you do. And again, you bring people in who have that knowledge.
That's right.
And,
that's good.
You know, I'm going to go back, if you don't mind, you know,
no, go ahead.
When I was teaching the School of the Prophetic here, probably maybe 2 months ago. So not only was I teaching them the Word of God, I was teaching them about visions, dreams, colors, symbols, numbers, writing them down, being aware. But we also did an activation, and I allowed them to use their prophetic gifts on each other. So if someone had a word, they were allowed to give that person that word. That's what the train, that hands-on, allowing people in that training session to use their gifts. And that's how we grow. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Now, you've been on guests on many different radio stations and TV broadcasts. What subject do you really highlight in order to reach this dark world?
I would say love and forgiveness. And especially in this day and age, there's not enough of God's love. And, you know, we can go back as far as, you know, a couple weeks ago of all the police brutality. And, you know, this has really nothing to do with being a Christian. You know, whether you're Christian or you're not, everybody should love. Everybody should walk in forgiveness, no matter what, no matter the religion, the color. If we don't have love, we don't have anything. But that is the only way that we'll be able to come together in unity, is accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, putting Him first, asking for forgiveness, repenting of our sins. We must walk in love. Because without it, the world will continue to be dark, and it will grow darker, unfortunately.
That's right.
So we've got, no matter what happens, we got to forgive too.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Forgiveness is very important. Okay.
Yes.
Now, when you wrote the article, What is Love?, how would you describe love and why?
I wrote the article, What is Love?, for a magazine. To me, love is loving someone unconditionally with no selfish motive. We have too many stipulations on love today. People want to manipulate, control, deceive, and be aggressive. That's not love. Love is forgiveness. True agape love comes from the heart, not the lips. We can say we love people all day long with the lips, but what does our actions show? What does the fruit show? God is always examining the heart. And when people say they love, but their actions say something else, that's not true love. Love is giving. For God to love the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Love is giving of your time. It's giving of your money. It's giving of yourself. Giving. Even if you don't have nothing you feel like to give as far as money, even if it's helping somebody else's poor who's less unfortunate than you, giving a canned good, giving. People have got to understand that concept of giving. That's what love is. It's giving. It's the acceptance of others. Accepting you even though you're a different race. It's accepting you even though you're older, even though you are younger. It's accepting you even though you may be Catholic and I am Christian. It's the acceptance of even if you're Hispanic, if you're Caucasian, if you're African American. It's accepting. Love is gentleness. It's being kind to one another. We show our love by being affectionate, by embracing one another with a hug or a gentle kiss on the cheek. Love is putting your happiness, and this is a big one to me, putting their happiness before your own. And
that's right.
It's really unfortunate that we live in a world where we're not putting somebody else's happiness before our own. Mm-hmm. It's always, it seems to me in this world, it's a lot of selfishness, what I can get out of it. And it's all about me, what I want, what I need. That's not love. Love is giving, making sure somebody else's needs are being met. That's what I would say, what love is.
Excellent, eh? Excellent. Okay. Now, please tell us a little bit about your perfume line.
Well, my first one, I'll start with it. It's called Danielle's Touch. It's a very nice, light, floral scent. I've got a lot of good reviews on the perfume. I believe I came out with that that particular perfume maybe about, I want to go back. Let me tell you, this is really funny. I had a dream, and I forgot all about the dream, but like I said, I write my dreams down. And in 2000, I believe it was 2013, God gave me a dream that I was going to have a perfume line. And I totally forgot
Amen.
All about it. And actually, I came out with this perfume last year. And so 2 years ago, I developed my first perfume, Danielle's Touch. And here, about a few months ago, I went back to look at my dream book, and I was like, oh, my goodness, here it is. I wrote it down. I was going to do a perfume line. So it's just amazing how, like I said, God talks to us. But back to Danielle's Touch, it's a beautiful, light floral scent. It's not heavy. It's lasting. It doesn't take your breath away like some people's scent may. But I came out with that perfume sometime the latter part of last year. And then I came out with another fragrance, and this is one of my favorites because this is who I know who I am. And I came out with this fragrance maybe about 4 months ago. It's called Billionaire. And it was also actually designed out of my group that I have on Facebook called The Billionaire Mindset. So, you know, I was, you know, praying one day, and I heard God say, your next fragrance is called Billionaire. I said, well, that's great because that comes from the group too. And so that scent is a jasmine scent. It has other different scents to it, but the main scent in Billionaire is a jasmine scent. And it too has it's a light fragrance as well.
Okay.
And you can get
wow.
both of those scents on my both of those fragrances on my website.
Okay, great. And go ahead and if you can give us your website.
My website is In His Anointing Global Ministries .com. I'm going to spell that. That's N-I-N His H-I-S Anointing A-N-O-I-N-T ING Global GLOBAL Ministries MINISTRIES.com.
Excellent. All right. Great. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared?
I would just like to say dream big, do big, change your mindset. You can do anything that you put your mind to. And I often say, you are who God says that you are. You will not know who you are unless you get in that word. Speak the word, proclaim the word, put it in the atmosphere. Again, it starts with your mind, changing your mindset, knowing that God has called you to start a ministry, to start a business. He's called you to be a millionaire or even a billionaire. But the first thing you've got to do is change your mindset. And I also like to add, you can get my books, all five of my books, on my website, InHisAnointingGlobalMinistry.com. You can get two of them on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. And I think that's about all I have.
All right. Now, we have several people on the line. If you have a question, you can ask at this time, or you can just listen, but this is your time to ask questions if you have a question or a comment.
For me? You want me to ask a question?
No, if anyone on the line has a question. There's a lot of people on the line.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Apostle, I thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Afrita Love Show and joining me this morning. We've learned a lot from your inspiration, and I wish your continued success, and may God continue to bless you and your family.
God bless you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Apostle Mitchell, and be sure to connect with her and check out her perfume line as well as her ministry. She has a global ministry, and so be sure to check out her ministry. Now, listen. Now, okay, it doesn't matter whether it's morning, noon, or night. You have the opportunity to ask questions. I know that a lot of the information is already clear, crystal clear, but this is also your show as well. So you can ask questions. If you have questions, feel free to do that. Because we love questions, even if you have a question for me. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I know it's morning time. Woo! I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great, great Sunday. Be sure. I said be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, also you can tune in to the Afreda to Love Show at ALFREDALOVESHOW and click on number one radio show. Once again, it's ALFREDALOVESHOW.com and click on number one radio show. All right. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, pastors, preachers, teachers, fashion, beauty, journalists, anyone with a positive, positive message. God is getting ready to do something special, y'all. I'm telling you, you have to trust me. Be sure to connect with me on the Afreda Love Show. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. So please be sure to connect with me to come on the ministry, because if God is doing some great things in your life, which I know he is, then let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen? Amen. I know God is doing some great things, and I know that God is doing some great things for these people who are on the line as well. But listen, be sure to continue to pray for your family members and your friends. Pray for them. I mean, if they need something, pray and be specific about it. If you need something, pray and be specific about it. And I want to tell you this. I want to share this because this is for someone. I want to share this. All right. So yesterday I was at the store, and there was a park. There was a space. And I was trying to get to that space, and so I was going the right way. Well, there was a van coming, and the park was actually closer to the van, you know, where they could get into the park, but they would be coming the wrong way. So I was like, Lord, I'm going to miss that park. And so as I was going or on my way to try to get the park, the Lord spoke, and he says, anything that's for you, you'll receive it. You don't have to take shortcuts. You don't have to worry about anyone cutting you in line. You don't have to worry about not receiving your blessing. He says, keep going straight, and when you get there, this is proof that whatever I have for you, whatever I have for the people, this is our message, whatever God has for us, he says, you're going to get it regardless. It doesn't matter who's closest to it. It doesn't matter where it's at. He says, the will of God will lead you in that place. So I turned and into the parking lot, and not only was that space open, which was in the front, but it was like five other spaces that was open as well that I didn't even see when I was driving around. So just know this as an encouraging word, that whatever happens, God is going to always give you what belongs to you. You don't have to worry about God not giving you what belongs to you. Whatever belongs to you, God will give it to you. You will get there as long as you continue to go the right way. Amen? All right, a few more announcements. I just have some websites here. Please be sure to check out
AfridaLoveShow.com. That's AfridaLoveShow.com. Then check out StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. Then check out Afrida.hubpages.com, as well as ILoveBargains.com, which is not fully up yet, but you have the opportunity to see what is coming. Okay? All right, listen. Some of the things that we're doing in the community and in the states that are great. All right. As far as rifle ranges and things, you're doing a pretty good job. As far as the swimming pools and water, you're doing a great job. Still concerned about the chaos and the weapons. Okay? You know, just be careful. Just be careful in everything that you do. Be careful in everything that you do. Understand that life is short. And if you make the wrong move, your life could be taken just like that. So you have to think. And always think, I want to live, I want to live, I want to live. Even when you're driving, you know, drive the speed limit. You know, just always think that. If you think, I want to live with everything you do, then you're going to be cautious, right? Because life can be taken just like that. So just be safe out there. Listen, on tonight, I'm going to have a face-to-face video. I may have to have on shades because my eyes are red, but we're going to have a face-to-face video. And in this particular video that we're going to start out with, of course, I'm going to tell you about the website and the ministry since I have so many new people. But I'm also going to have a word from God. I don't know what the word is yet, but God is going to give an encouraging word, and we're going to go from there. But once again, please be sure to connect with Apostle Mitchell. She has a great ministry. Be sure to connect with her. Be sure to support what she's doing. And I want to appreciate and thank each and every one of you for listening on this morning to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to tell your family and friends about the show. And once again, remember, I mean, because there's a lot of people on the line, remember that when you come on the ministry, you can ask questions. Any question as far as their ministry and things of that nature, you can ask. And if you can copy down this number real quick, 347-843-4981. That is the number to call and text and tell your friends and family that the AfridaLoveShow.com is on. But be sure to watch my Facebook page because on tonight, as I said, we're going to have a face-to-face video. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you. If someone asked you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is later on this evening, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.